Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Life at 30 with me, Ate Steph. Alright, so sa mga hindi pa nakaka-subscribe dyan, charot, subscribe. Sa mga hindi pa nakaka-follow dyan, charot, follow. Anyway, sa mga first time pa lang nag-tune dito sa ating episode or sa ating podcast, welcome, welcome guys. So, here, we will be talking about random stuff. You will be getting pieces of advice from a 30-year-old woman. Naisip bata at hindi pa talaga nagmamature. Hashtag late bloomer. Anyway, so today we will be talking about waiting and at the same time bouncing back when we are knocked over. Char! English! Yeah! So once upon a time, I prayed to God before I took the LSAT, law school aptitude test at ang iningin. Sabi ko, Lord, bigyan mo ko ng sign. If makapasa ako dito, ibig sabihin that you wanted me to become one. But if hindi ako makapasa, Lord, or if ayaw mo talaga akong maging lawyer, then starting from this entrance exam, Lord, ibagsak mo na ako. I pray that one. So fast forward to many years later, here I am. And yeah, it made me grow old. That journey made me realize a lot of things: humility, waiting, confidence, overconfidence, being knocked over, and at the same time bouncing back. So during those days, a lot of things happened. A lot of tears were shed. Yeah, a lot of tears were cried. A lot of sleepless nights, coffee, no savings. zero to 0.1 na love life, and yeah, many sweet little things, meeting new friends. Marami din namang mga masasayang araw na may kasama ding malulungkot at nakakaiyak na araw. Mga nakakatakot at mga kasindak-sindak na professor na na-meet. But at the same time, thankful to them because they are a very big factor to where and who I am now. So I just realized mga 2 days ago that the Supreme Court of the Philippines released an announcement that the 2020 bar exam is scheduled on November 2021. And so, of course, I live in a world which is populated by law people. So, I happened to grasp a little chismis from my radar that this one or this person is feeling like this about the waiting. He or she felt anxious about waiting, and at the same time, he or she felt frustrated about waiting. So, I am going to give you a little piece of advice, but you don't have to follow it because if you know me, yeah, I may not know what it feels like to be there, but I know what it feels like not to be there. So, this is my most sincere way of inspiring you and at the same time lifting you up, especially now that we are on the lowest part of the tide. Oh yeah. Naata sa ilalom sa balod. Kabalo mo, ana, ilalom sa balod. Yes, naata dira na part. A good prayer for us to feel now, especially if we feel like giving up, is something like this. We can pray, Lord, give me the determination and the tenacity of a weed. Weed, yes, as in sagbot. Like, Lord, tagai ko og kusog, tagai ko og kabagag na wong sama sa usa ka sagbot. Yes, it may be funny that we are comparing ourselves using the weed as a metaphor to ourselves. But if you're going to look at it, kanang mga sagbot, masking inuni mo sila or masking imuha silang i-pluck out of the soil, kay dili lagi ka gusto sa ilaha, they have the grit and the determination na masking dili mo gusto sa kuha, I will fight for it. And there is some good in that, because even if we don't like them, but we tend to admire them. They have a certain characteristic or quality that we can admire, and that is their resolve to live, diba? So, if ingon ana, nindot po siya nun na to siyang isipon na, bitaw, Lord, kanang kapoy na kayo ko, huyang na kayo ko, luya na kayo ko, I'm so tired of crying, I'm so tired of waiting, I'm so tired of thinking mag-end of the world na ba? But if you're going to look at the weeds, you know, if you're going to get out of our room, if you're going to get out of our beds and trying to find some sunshine, tapos mudoko ta and find some greens, we realize that, no, these plants are blooming. The weeds are still living. So, why not take a little admiration and inspiration from the life of a sagot? Diba? I have read in the book of in the Bible, in the book of Corinthians. I am not really that Bible reader, but in these times, guys, mura kana nindot pud na mag-change ta sa ato ang perspective. And at the same time, you know, this is also the time for us to open our Bibles other than our novels. Diba? So in the book of Corinthians, I have read this passage that saying that in this short time of distress, it's actually and it will probably result in God's richest blessing upon us forever and ever. So ana dito, these troubles and sufferings of ours are after all quite small and won't last very long. So syempre, we are stuck at home, so you might think that we are stuck in this trouble forever. But if we are going, to read the Bible, it says that these troubles and sufferings of ours are really quite small and it won't last very long. So, hanap pa si Uncle Don Owens. Bisa man si Uncle Don, I don't know, you can search him. According to Uncle Don, Uncle Don Owens Jr., ana siya, basahon ako. Many people fail in life because they believe in the adage that if you do not succeed at one thing right away, try something else. But success eludes to those who follow such advice. And the dreams that have come true did so because people stuck to their ambitions, diba? People stuck to their ambitions, just like the wheat. They refused to be discouraged. They refused to get discouraged, and they never let disappointment get the upper hand. Challenges only spurred them on to greater efforts. So, diba guys? All great achievements require time and tenacity. So, if isipo na to, if you're going to think about it, waiting instead of getting frustrated that the 2020 bar exam is scheduled on November 2021, we can take this opportunity to look at ourselves and to look at our lives. Na the reward for those who persevere instead of just simply sulking in bed far exceeds the pain that must precede the victory. And again, most of those success stories and success books, almost all of them says that in all great achievements, these require time and tenacity. So, nindot siya isipo na it is not success that God rewards. Dili man ang mga successful ang gina-reward lang ni God, but faithfulness in doing His will. So, we might not know it, but probably the things that are happening right now is because of God's will. So, ending for today because we are about to reach 10 minutes. Ako lang masulti is, saba kayo ang iro. Anyway, ako ang masulti is, be persevering. It may be the last key on the ring that opens the door. God bless everyone and kaya na to ni. Yes, saling dang ta. Hugs everybody. Ciao. Bye-bye.